From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago, for over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Hey, and welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. And this is our introductory show. So welcome. I wanted to make this show different. And, you know, I'm not another real estate show. I'm not another mortgage company show. What I want to do is I want to focus this show on what's in it for you. Okay, what's in it for you? In the mortgage business, you want to buy a house or refinance or whatever, you could call any one of a thousand different people that are mortgage loan officers. And I'm not just, I won't say I'm a loan officer, I'm a mortgage advisor. So let me tell you a little bit about my story. Okay, the story started, I was born and raised in a small town in West Virginia. It was coal mines basically and steel mills for 10 miles up and down the Ohio River. And that there I grew up. My parents offered me the opportunity. They're like, Dan, you could go to college or we will buy you a car. Pick one. Well, my siblings, they chose the car. Well, I chose to go to college. I went to West Virginia University where I got a degree in economics. And when I got out of there, my aspirations were, what am I going to do now? I want to be in the stock market. Well, I can't do that, obviously, in a small little town in West Virginia. So I'm like, okay, it is Chicago or New York. New York's way too big. And the furthest I've ever been from West Virginia was, you know, we went to Cleveland one time when I was a kid. Woohoo. And so I bought a car. I had $3,000, bought a car and drove my way to Chicago. And I got to Chicago, went to several interviews, and the guy from, a gentleman from, what was it, Goldman Sachs, got all the way up to the top interview at Goldman Sachs, and the guy said, young man, I love you, but you have no sales experience. So here's what I want you to do. I don't care what you do. Go out and sell pots and pans, do something. And if you like sales after a year, you come back and I personally will hire you and get you through all the testing and everything you need to do. So I kind of leave there with my tail between my legs and I go out and I'm staying with this family. I don't know from Adam. My parents knew this person's family or whatever. And they just said, you know what? Could our son stay there for a week or two just with you guys and just to help him out a little bit? They're like, sure. So I went back there. And the gentleman's like, you know what? There's a mortgage company or mortgage brokerage I know that's starting up. You might be able to work there and get some sales experience. So lo and behold, I make that call. I go there and they hire me. It's 100% commission. I sit in a closet with a desk and behind me are file cabinets. And I cold call and cold call and cold call. And let me then forward fast. 17 years later, I'm still at that company running half the company. That was my life in, you know, getting started in this. I learned a ton, you know, because I went from, you know, being the, like they always say, you know, you start out in the mailroom and you work your way up. That's basically what I did. I started in the supply closet with a phone and a phone book and worked my way up. So I did, everything went well there. Then I went to another company and then I started my own for several years. The crash hit. And at that time too, my son, I had a son in college. I had another son in, two sons in college. One was playing actually college football at James Madison University and a daughter that was in high school. And I missed half of their, you know, half their childhood. So I'm like, you know, I just want to be dad again. So I was dad again and kind of dabbled in. I was still in the mortgage business. It was my life and our life bred at the house. But I kind of wanted to be dad again and just get out of the hustle and bustle of it all. So now you forward fast and it is 2019. So here's what I'm doing now. I advertise on Salem Radio. Is the radio one of the radio stations you're listening to right now, or is the radio station? They're the parent company of AM 1160 and AM 560. Well, I've been on AM 1160. It's a Christian radio station for 12 years now. 12 years. So an opportunity came up to start a show on AM 560, which you're listening to right now. And I'm like, you know what? There's other shows out there, especially on AM 560. So, you know, do I want to do that? Do I want to compete with those companies? Do I want to go down that realm? And then as I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to look at this as I'm competing. My job is, and like I said at the beginning, I am a mortgage advisor. I don't consider myself a loan officer. So then you might say, Dan, what's the difference? I need a mortgage. I call you up and I get a mortgage. If that's all you're looking to do, I can do that. But what I try to do and what I'm going to try to do with this show is educate you. Why? What's behind the scenes in the mortgage business? You might care. You might not care. More of the show is going to be, it's not going to be about mortgages 24/7. It'll be boring. What I want to do as part of the education is I want to teach you about credit. I want to teach you about taxes. I want to teach you about real estate, the values, a whole realm of things. We're going to have people on here such as, you know, economists. You know, what's going on in the market? When you hear like yield curves and interest rates and the federal funds rate, what does all that mean? Do you care? Should you care? You know, the focus that you're listening to is, you know, what's in this for me? So the federal funds rate could be zero. Do you care? You know, you work your job, you have a mortgage, you have a car payment. Is it affecting you? It is. How? We'll explain that. You know, if you're looking to, you know, buy or sell your home, how can we help you there? Tax consequences. Your real estate tax bill. I don't know if you ever looked at it. You probably choke every time you get it and have to write out the check. Can you fight it? I tried to fight it before. I'm going to have somebody on here that'll explain to you how you can fight that tax bill. How often does it work? Because you probably hear those commercials of, you know, call us and we'll get your tax bill reduced, guaranteed or no fee. Half that stuff is BS. I've tried it. So what they do is we get your assessed value down, but then they change a multiple and that goes up. So we're going to go down all kind of avenues. One of the biggest things that people have questions or concerns about is their credit scores and their credit overall. You know, what is your credit score? You know, I always play this trick question to people, you know, when they call me and they're looking for a mortgage. First thing I ask is, you know, what's your credit score? Well, it's a 680. Well, do you know there's over 30 different credit scores? You probably didn't. We're going to go over that. I'll have credit experts on here to teach you, you know, what you can do or can't do or what you shouldn't do in regards to with your credit. So I'm going to lay out the truth. I'm going to tell you what you should do. I'm going to pull the curtains back on a lot of these industries, you know, the mortgage industry. The taxes, do you have to file your tax? A whole bunch of things. So it's not going to just be a mortgage show. So when we come back, I want to discuss in the first episode, I get a lot of people looking to buy homes right now, and they're buried in student debt. I'm looking at a new survey that just came out. It's kind of shocking. It's here's what you need to know. Millennials and Generation Z survey. A new survey from TD Ameritrade says 50% of young millennials plan to move back home with their parents after college. Yikes! Shocking statistic is part of the large survey about the boomerang generation. I mean, that's crazy. And the biggest reason why? Student loan debt. Student loan debt is prohibiting all, you know, half of these people or half of these young men and women from buying a house. It's almost impossible to save money if you're not living with your parents. That's the problem we're going to face. My kids, I have two kids that are out of college now, two sons, two young men, I guess I'll put it that way. They have a lot of friends that lived, they graduated and they didn't move in with their family. They moved down to the city. They're now paying $1,500 to $1,800 a month in rent. They have a car payment and they have student loan payments. You know how much money they have in the bank? Zero. You know how much money they'll probably have in a bank in 4 or 5 years? Zero. So what I'll try to do in the next segment is I want to go over some programs that the state of Illinois has for first-time homebuyers, their grant programs. There's about six different ones that might be able to help them or help you, you know, push your kids out of the door. And what you can expect, you know, why do you want to buy a house? Does it make sense? Well, it probably does. The house might even be cheaper than what they're paying in rent. There's only a set group of lenders approved to offer this program. I fortunately am one of those lenders. So if you would stay tuned, I'll walk you through some ideas when we come back. If you have any questions for me, please give me a call at 844-775-LOAN. God bless. Come back.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Frio.
Okay, when we just ended, I gave you some shocking, well, it was shocking news to me. It was how many students finish college and move back home with mom and dad. You're probably one of those mom and dads. I am. My basement is now a bedroom. One of my spare rooms that I had my office in is now back to being another bedroom. I would love for my kids to get the heck out of the house. I love them dearly, but I'd like for them to get out of the house. So, again, what we talked about was, you know, with rents the way they are, probably the average rent in Chicago is probably $1,500 to $1,800. So if your kids are out there or you're listening and that's what you're paying in rent, God bless you. But I don't know how you're doing it, especially the cost of living in the city is nuts. Okay, so here, I'll give you some more information about the survey that I was just going through. And this kind of astounded me. You know, basically, the conclusion was student loan debt is delaying major life decisions. Here's the life decisions that's being put off. Buying a home. Saving for retirement. Moving out of the parents' home. Getting married. Having children. None of those are taking place. You know, when I'm in my 50s and, you know, I got married in my early 20s and had kids mid to latter 20s. Most of the kids now are getting out of college at 21, 22, 23. They have student loan debt out the yin yang and they move in with mom and dad and they get to rent an apartment and they just make it day by day by day. So let's go into how can you or how can your kids buy a home? You know, you probably don't want to stroke a check for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10% down. You're already paid for their college. If you did, God bless you. You helped them out. If you didn't, you might even be subsidizing them there, but you're probably still paying for food, cell phone bills, all the other things. You're probably helping because most of the kids that get out of school, it's hard enough to find a job, let alone, you know, anything else. So if they're at the point where they really would like to buy a home instead of renting, and again, the mortgage payments probably would be lower than how much they would be paying on rent. So what do you do? Well, the state of Illinois, we're broke and all, but they're still subsidizing, you know, buying a home. So it's out there. Take advantage of it. The system's called IHDA. It's IHDA. There's not a lot of lenders out there that are approved to do this program. I'm one of them. So if I can help you there, please call me. And again, if you have any questions for me, you want to reach me personally, call 844-775-LOAN. I'm a mortgage lender in the Chicagoland area. But, you know, so let's go down. What is IHDA? You know, I've done mortgages for over 30 years, and I really never understood the whole impact of IHDA because every bank that I would call, they either weren't involved in it, they didn't have any training behind it, or they're just like, yeah, we don't do them. So now I have the ability to do them. I was chosen as one of the lenders to do it. So what is it? So basically, it's a grant program by the state of Illinois. Again, we're broke anyways, but it's there. Use it. Take advantage of it. It'll give you, it'll give you probably in the range of, and it depends on the price of the home and a whole bunch of other factors, but on average, it's probably going to end up giving you between $5,000 and $10,000. There's about six different variations of this program. There's ones that's a pure grant. You don't owe it back at all. It's forgiven. You got the money. You bought a house. God bless you. Move on. Then there's other programs. The more money you get, you know, they'll give you more and more money as they securitize it a little bit more. So you can get grants up to probably like 10 grand and you might have to pay it back, or it might be a lien on the property for 5, 6, 10 years. But it still helps you get into home ownership. So if your goal is to get into home ownership, that might be a way to do it. Mom and dad, it might be a way to, for you to get the kids out of the basement, like in my case, get them into a home and you not have to stroke a check for 10 grand to get them out of your house, because you've already probably broke, if you're like me, paying for the cell phone bills and the food and the cars and the gas and everything else you're paying for. So that's that part of, or that's, you know, basically a way to get the kids out of the house. So what is IHDA? It's, you can actually Google it. Just, it's IHDA. And again, it's a grant program by the state of Illinois to help first-time home buyers buy a home. You have to use a specific lender database to get into the program. Like I said, I'm one of them. And the best way to find me is, my name is Dan Frio. Just go to the Frio team, and Frio is F-R-I-O. So thefrioteam.com, or you can call me at 844-775-LOAN. So if you have any questions about IHDA, or you want to apply and see, you know, if you can get into the program, give me a call. The nice thing is you can call me and you're calling me. Okay, your call, you will speak with me personally. You know, a lot of times people, I'll get a phone call and it's somebody just shopping around for a loan. And then that question always comes up. Dan, why you? Why don't I just want to call the other guy or the Rocket Place or whatever else? Great question. What I always tell people, you know, in most cases is you're trying to find money. Okay. It's not a unique commodity. You know, it's not a specific, you know, you want that specific lamp. You might have to pay whatever the market bears for that lamp. However, you're looking for money to get a home. So why me? Okay. First thing is you'll talk with me personally and you'll hear me reference this a lot. I refer to myself as a mortgage advisor. I'm not saying, you know, I don't have an MBA. I'm not a CPA or what. Why do I reference myself as a mortgage advisor versus a, you know, loan officer? Well, if you're wanting to invest, and let's say, you know, the average house is $300,000. Let's say you want to invest $300,000. Are you just going to go on the internet, click, 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 wire your money to some investment company on there that says, you know, we got great returns and we're the greatest in the world? And so you just wire 300 grand to them and you hope to God it works out and your investments grow. You probably won't. You're probably going to do some due diligence, and then you might even want to meet with a person. If you're old school, like me, you want to meet with that person. So why do I talk to everybody? I want you to know what you're getting into. I want you to have a contact person. I want you to ask every question you can possibly imagine. I'm also going to fill in a lot of gaps saying, you know what, you didn't ask this question. You should have. And here's why you should have. Okay. The next thing is, I'm not just a ticket taker, meaning, you know, you sign up the application, we go in, here's the rate, click, we lock it, we move on and go forth. No. If you follow me on any social media, I would highly suggest if you listen to the show, you listen to my commercials, you might even listen to me on AM 1160. I have a show every night on there from 7:30 to 8 p.m. on Chicago AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio. Been on there for about 12 years. I also have a YouTube channel, and the YouTube channel is blowing up. I post every night, or I try to every night, to let you know what's going on. What's going on in the market? You know, when you hear, well, the Federal Reserve just lowered rates. What's that mean to you? Who cares? Is it going to impact you at all? I'll show you how it's going to impact you. You know, what's the trend? You know, you're buying a house, or you're looking to buy a house, or you're wanting to buy a car, or you want to invest. All those things are a piece of this puzzle. I'll let you know what's going on in the market. I'll let you go know on what economic news is coming up. I feel that that's part of my job. My part of my job as a mortgage advisor is to advise you. Should we lock in rates today? You know, rates might vary up to maybe 0.25% in a day. If you're getting a $300,000 mortgage, that extra 0.25%, you know, it might be 50, 60, 70 bucks, 100 bucks. 100 bucks over 30 years is a lot of money. And that's what I do. So basically what I pride myself on is you'll deal with me. You'll call in, I'll answer. 99% of the time I'll answer. And the one thing I still get a kick out of this today. People call and they're like, I just called to see if you'd answer. And it's like, yeah, it's me. And I help them. So here's what I want to go over in the next segment. I just became an affiliate for Homes for Heroes. My dad's a U.S. veteran. He was in the Marines in World War II. God bless him. He's still with us. I have a passion for this. And this program isn't only for veterans. It's for a lot more people, a lot more heroes out there in the world today that we can help. So God bless. Please come back.
We now return to the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's Dan Frio.
Okay, what we're going to talk about now is the Homes for Heroes program. I love this program. My dad was a World War II vet. He was in the Marines. He tells me all kind of stories about when they were on the ships going over to Europe and those things. And it still gives me goosebumps to this day. So I reached out to a program. It's Homes for Heroes. And they were created right after 9/11. And it was basically a thank you to the heroes out there. So the first thing a lot of people think is, you know, it's for veterans. Well, it's a whole arrangement of people. Here, let me go through the list of who is considered a hero, and then I'll go through some of the benefits of things that you know, we will get you. I'll help walk you through this to get you every benefit that you can get. And we gladly are doing this, and I'll explain that here in a minute. But you don't have to be just a veteran. You can be firefighters, law enforcement, military, active, reserves, or veterans. Healthcare workers, EMS, and teachers. So what I'm going to try to do if you're out there and you're one of these people or in one of these organizations, call me. I'd love to educate your people, your following, your groups. Take advantage of this. You earned it. God bless you. You earned it. So what happens? Okay. So if you're looking to buy a house, I'll get in touch and get us set up with a realtor that'll be a part of this program with us. If you're looking to buy or sell your home, here's what the benefit comes back to you. On my side of the equation, if I'm doing the financing, I'm going to waive your lender fees. Okay. I'm going to waive your lender fees. That could be a savings of up to at least $1,200. On the real estate transaction, what you get out of this is the realtor is going to cut you a check. It's a portion of their commissions. And on average, it's about $2,500. They're going to cut you a check back as a thank you. In most states, and in Illinois you can, and I'll check any other states if you call me from there, but we can actually put that credit on your closing statement. So that means you have to bring that much less to the closing. Well, if you're a veteran, you know, or you should know, you get 100% financing. However, in there, you still have some costs. Those costs are the legal fees behind things. I won't dig in deep on this. Your legal fees might be $2,000-$3,000. We take that check. We credit all that. You're into a house with nothing. Nothing. You earned it. God bless you. Call me. I'll help get you into these programs. So that's if you're buying or selling a house. If you're looking to refinance, it applies there as well. So and there's other affiliates a part of this, other companies. You know, there's big department stores, there's home improvement stores, there's all kind of, you get a ton of discounts through that as well. So you can actually go to my website. It's called thefrioteam.com. So thefrioteam.com. Third tab over on the top is Homes for Heroes. Just click it. It'll take you to a site. You can set up. You can look at, you know, all the programs that are involved. If you have questions, hopefully you do, call me. Love to help. Like I said, you earned it. please take advantage of these things. There's no strings attached on your end. Even if you just want to call and kind of kick it around, I'll let you know what programs you would fit into and what kind of the best thing for you. So now let's get on to a little bit separate topic, but it's all you'll find the show is going to be all correlated when you weave it all together at the end. It'll make sense. So most people have issues with credit. Credit impacts everybody every day. You might not realize it, but it does. So what I want to talk about is there's a ton of misconceptions in regards to credit. Have you ever looked to buy a car or even those that applied for a mortgage and realized, you know, when you went to one of those free credit systems, it wasn't the same credit score that your lender ended up pulling. You've noticed that there isn't just one credit score. I always play the trick on people as I'm, you know, when I'm taking an application is, you know, what's your credit score? And I'll get this thing, 680. Cool. Which one is it? It's there because it's one of over 30 different scores. Most people don't know that. You know, the question is maybe or should be, why? So let me dive down this avenue just briefly. And then when we come back after the break, I'm going to go into a little more thoroughly. And then I'll also give you maybe one or two websites that I would highly suggest you might go to get some assistance there. So when it comes to credit scores, there's three main companies. And you probably know them like the back of your hand. There's TransUnion, there's Equifax, and there's Experian. Mostly everybody knows that. What most people don't understand is under each one of those segments is three different categories. Then each one under one of those sections is four more categories. We're going to figure this all out and put it together because it doesn't matter if you're getting a car, a mortgage, a credit card, applying for a job. You could be denied because you have bad credit. So before we go on the break, I'm going to give you a website that I want you to go to. Just check it out. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But when we come back, I'm going to go over the different variations of credit, credit scores, credit repositories, and then how we can kind of get some free credit scoring systems, monitoring. I actually created a website. It's called creditscoresandmore.com. So that's credit scores, plural, and more.com. I'd highly suggest you visit it. Step one is a free credit system. So please do it. If you're like most, you might think you understand the credit scoring system, but I can almost guarantee you don't. I still think it was developed to kind of confuse you. So you're throwing a dart at a moving dartboard. And when we come back, I'm going to go in and give you some specific details on how to get your real credit scores because you have over 30 of them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Got a trick question for you. What's your credit score? What is it? 640, 680, 700, 800. You got an 800 credit score. God bless you. Which one is it? You know there's over 30 different credit scores. 30. I just learned this about 5-6 years ago. I had no idea. So I find out what happen is, you know, you apply for a car loan, or I'd have people call me and they just applied for a car loan. They'll call me up and they'll say, Dan, when I ask them that question, what's your score? They'll say, Dan, my credit score is a 679. I'm like, sweet. So I go in and I plug in their credit or plug in their application, click credit score, comes back a 620. Oh boy. Why the difference? Do you know? So I wanted to find out, why is there a difference when you apply for a credit card or that Discover bill you get every month has a credit score on there? Then the person tells me that score. I pull the credit. It's not even close to that score. Why? I didn't know. So I tried looking and looking and looking. Couldn't find anything. So finally, I dig in hard enough and I put in a ton of work on this thing and I find out why. So I created a website to help you. It's not to sell you anything. It's to help you. I developed it myself. It's creditscoresandmore.com. creditscoresandmore.com. If you want to learn more about credit, go there. What does credit do for you? Well, when you apply for a car, you need credit. When you apply for a home, you need a credit pulled. You apply for a credit card, you need credit pulled. When you get homeowners insurance, they pull your credit. All that dictates how high that rate is, or are you going to get that job? You know, you might not get a job because what's on your credit report. So did you know that there's three repositories, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian? Did you know that? Give yourself a check. You got 1 point. And I'm going down an avenue. I bet you had no idea. You're going to say, Dan, I know everything about credit. I bet you don't. So let's try to dissect this a little bit. I won't go into two details. Under TransUnion, there's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Those major creditors. Under each one of those are different categories. And then under those are different categories on top of it. So it all breaks it down to there's different scores for your mortgage, your credit cards, your insurance, and your car loan. It's a very complicated system. When you break it all down, there's over 30 different credit scores. So you have no idea what credit score is being used when you're applying for a loan. So I created a website. It's called creditscoresandmore.com. I don't really care if you go there or not. I hope you do. I didn't create it to become a millionaire. I basically created it because when somebody calls me and they can't get a mortgage or they can't get financing for any reason, 90% of the time, it's because of their credit scores or their lack of, or there's something on there. 3 out of 5 people have wrong information on their credit report. So if you go to that site, there's 4 different steps. Go through each step and just check it out. There's blogs on there. I post videos. I do all kinds of stuff on there. Basically, educational tools to teach you about credit scoring systems. I have one particular YouTube video that just hit 1.2 million views. That's how important credit scores are. It has 1.2 million views because I'm showing people or teaching people how to increase their credit scores. Basically simple, very simple ways. When we come back, I'm going to try to end every show with a credit hack. And basically you're listening to the channel because you want to get information. I want to teach you on the economics of the markets, the real estate, taxes, insurance, all kind of different things. But one of the biggest roles in your life, or one of the biggest tools or pieces of your life that affects everything you do, is your credit and credit scores. So I want you to be educated in that area. The next time somebody asks you, what's your credit score? Be honest with them. Say, I have no idea. So I'm not trying to trick you. I ask everybody, what's your credit score? Most of the time they're pretty close. There's sometimes they're completely off. So again, it is our first show. So God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. The goal of the show is to teach you or educate you on things. I don't know those things yet until you tell me what you want me to discuss. What I'm trying to do is educate you on and give you the facts. I have no spin to this. I have no political position on this. I have no agenda. It's basically answering the facts for you in regards to credit, loans, the market, the economy, the interest rates, federal funds rate, anything that you want educated on. That's what I'm doing. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to answer the questions that you have. And that's why I decided to do the show. So when we come back, I'm going to give you, at the end of the each show, I'm going to try to produce a credit hack. I feel so strongly about credit and credit scores that I'm going to make this a part of every show. At the end of it, I'm going to give you, and I call it a hack. It's basically a tip or a tool that you can do in basically an hour to help increase your credit scores, because it has that much of an impact on your life. So when we come back, I'll give you a hack and then we'll conclude the show. God bless. Come back in 2 minutes.
This is the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Once again, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Hey there. So we're at the end of the first show, and I hope I met your expectations. Following weeks, I plan to exceed your expectations. This show, again, was created to help you. It wasn't to sell an agenda, wasn't to sell a product. It wasn't to promote, you know, you using me as a mortgage company. I hope you reach out, because there's a lot of things I think I can help you with. But what we want to answer questions that you have that no other show's doing. You know, they might have that agenda of just talking about, you know, how to buy a house or how to get a mortgage. I want to be all over the spectrum, because I want this to be important or impact your life. What does, like, for example, you know, when the Federal Reserve reduces rates. What's that do for you? Who cares what it does for the economy, really? You know, for example, the big buzzword that you hear right now is inverted yield curve. What is it? You know, there's an inverted yield curve, so there's going to be a recession next year. Huh? My life's pretty good right now. We're going to talk about that. The tariffs. You know, the markets are, one day they're up 500, 600, 700, 900 points. The next day they're down 1,000 points. Why? What do the tariffs play? How does it play that much of a role in what's going on in the market? I hate to say it, but all this stuff's tied together. When the stock market is up 1,000 points, interest rates are probably up. They're up. You might say, well, the Federal Reserve just lowered rates, but Dan, you just told me my mortgage rate went up. Yeah, it happens. I want to teach you and explain to you why. My goal is to get experts on here, either on the phone or live in studio. I want economists. I want brokers, stockbrokers. I want people to follow the markets. I want tax people. I want all the... And if you're one of those, you're a professional in any of these areas, please call. I'd love to have you on if we can. We'll vet you quickly just to make sure you meet our standards. But we want people on the show that have important value to the average listener. Again, I don't want to go, well, interest rates are down today. Who cares? Who cares what they're doing? You're trying to just meet ends meet. You're going to your son's football game tonight. Do you really care what the Federal Reserve did? Well, we're going to explain to you how you can make it a part of your life, how maybe you can make it better on your life. For example, you know, why, you know, the reduction in the federal funds rate, you know, that'll probably reduce your credit card rates. If you have a home equity loan, it'll probably reduce that. You know, things like that'll play an impact on your life. So without further ado, the hack of the day. Okay, so here's one of the biggest things that people do wrong. Okay, they do wrong. They pay off a collection account. So you might check me out on YouTube, The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And you're going to see I have a video on there that says, don't pay off collections. Don't pay them. Here's why. Check your credit report. And you can get that anywhere you want. The free credit systems, anywhere you want to go. But check it. Check your credit report, because most of the time, 3 out of 5 people have bad information on there. But what I want you to look at is the last active date on that collection account. So you might have a Discover card that went to collections in 2012, but it's saying the last active date is 2012 and you owe $1,200. Well, what happens is the credit bureau system is reading this. It's a collection account. It doesn't care what the balance is, and it's giving you a last active date. So all it's really worried about is the last active date and its coding of it's a collection account. So it's from 2012, so that's 7 years old. It's probably not affecting your credit really much at all. What happens is, if you go and pay it off, it's still coded as a collection because it was a collection, but now the last active date is 2019. So now it's saying, you got a brand new collection account. Be it right or wrong, that's how the system's reading it. So by paying that collection account off, you potentially just plummeted your credit scores. That's my hack of the day. So God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Please don't forget to tune in same time, same place next weekend. And have a great week. Bye-bye.